At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
746, 14 till 8. Bell Chase Bridge tolling, more like Bell Chase Bridge trolling. Keith Hinckley joins us now, president of Plaquemines Parish. How you doing, Keith?
I'm good, Tommy. How about you,
bro? I'm all right. What's the latest on the tolls?
Well, now it's the 8th, which I believe is next Tuesday. But that's the comment is the earliest as the 8th. Still, on the 6th and the 7th, we're going to have to get together with DOTD and plenary. And, you know, there's a punch list that needs to be completed before the tolling can happen. And, you know, I know a plenary, you know, they're under some serious pressure by their investors. But, like, basically what I say in the meetings, I don't care. My responsibility is to the constituents of Plaquemines Parish, you being one of them. And
should have built it right the first time, right, Keith?
Exactly. Yep. Exactly. And they're trying to rush things now at the 0 hour. And they just need to back up, look at the project, and complete it correctly. And I understand that in the contracts, there's language written in there, as far as the West X Street, which is on the north side of the bridge, certain ways to complete that. And I'm being told now that they can only, should tolling start next week, they can only do lane closures late in the evening and no daylight hours. But at the same time, we are really going to have to take a look at that and see what they're talking about, lane closures. And let me tell you, I got to thank Sheriff Turlich. He's been right there next to me throughout this whole process, Major Solis with the Sheriff's Office. We're standing together on this issue here, Tommy, and we're not going to back down.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to a mutual friend on Saturday at the crawfish boil, and we were talking about, you know, commiserating about toll. They had the audacity to have a sign that said toll start, which they didn't yet, but then have the bridge closed to one lane only. And it's like, no, hang on a second. You finish the job, you get the bridge all the way open. And I heard him say that you said that you would go up there and start moving cones if you had to, if they started charging tolls. You did say that, didn't you?
Jerry would probably have to arrest me at that.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't blame you at all. So the GoPass, how's that working out? I tried to get one and had to try like 5 times to finally get it. And for people that don't know, you can't just cross the bridge. The toll is a quarter, I think, if you're a resident, but it's $2.76 if you don't pay the toll or you don't have a toll tag. What are you hearing from residents? And
you're state? Correct. There's multiple layers of fees, non-tolls, residents that don't have tolls, it's X amount of dollars. Commercial in the Plaquemines Parish, it's certain amount. It's all over the place with different prices, but it's not an easy process, Tommy.
No,
and I just don't, you know. And look, that is not a government. That is not our responsibility. But you know, we get the arguments, and
we get the GoPass is not you. That's the state of Louisiana.
It's
Real
not,
quick.
Keith, it is not me.
Before we run, you need to have a transponder on your car, right? You need to have that, or else
that's
you're going to be charged the higher fee.
Exactly, because now they're going to have to do some research on your license plates, try to find out who you are, where you are, and then that way you'll get a bill in the mail.
All right, don't tell Jerry, but I have an alternative plan in place, all right?
We're all good here, Tommy.
Thank you, Keith Hinckley. So as it's set, April 8th now for tolls, but even then you're going to make sure that there's no more, try to do what you can to make sure that we don't have tolls while there are lane closures, this, that, the other thing.
Exactly, Tommy. We're not laying down on this, but
thank you, sir.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. Keith Hinckley, president of Plaquemines Parish, 750, 10 till 8. We'll talk to Troy Duhon. We'll come back about the effect of tariffs on the car business right now in traffic, WWL.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.